This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One persistent theme in the Democratic National Convention Wednesday was to portray U.S. President Donald Trump as unsuited for the White House, both in skills and temperament. Former President Barack Obama said that Donald Trump has not grown into the job because he cannot. Later, Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, encouraged people to send a text to Biden's campaign and promised voting support that included planning and deadline notifications. Harris will make history when she accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president as the first black woman and Asian American on a major U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's campaign team quickly responded to Democrats' criticisms of Trump's temperament. In one of the cases, the campaign said Democrats repeated the claim that tonight that the president called immigrants or asylum seekers animals, but PolitiFact read the flat out false and Snopes called it inaccurate. Campaign said that many Democrats who spoke Wednesday, like U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Biden's current running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, dismissed Biden as a viable candidate when they were running against him for the nomination. Campaign called the current support by some of those same people phony. Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he is reelected in November. In an interview for VOA, Kushner, the president's son-in-law, appealed to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to engage with Washington, saying it's time for the region to stop being stuck in conflicts of the past. This is VOA.